Jack Foster was my great-granddad. He joined up at the age of 17 in 1939 as a gunner in the Royal Navy. His main job was on warships, which escorted convoys. He sailed to many places, Egypt, India, South Africa and America. There were many times they were hunted by German U-boats, and on one occasion his ship was bombed by German planes. My great-granddad said that it was a frightening experience, as ships were blown up around him. Thankfully, he survived the war and met my great-nana, Caroline, who was in the Wrens. Another one of my ancestors was Tommy Granger, a tank driver in World War II, who in 1939, at the age of 17, was sent to France. After the war, he told his family a lot of stories. One related to the day his tank got caught fire and he had to escape. To prevent the Germans capturing and killing him, he hid in a ditch for days. He was reported missing and presumed dead. He told my grandmother these were horrific times. However, they were also times when everybody stood together and were united. My great-grandad Wilf Holland was in the RAF from 1939 to 1945 and flew on Lancaster bombers, spending a lot of time in North Africa. Towards the end of the war, he was stationed back in Wigan and supported soldiers as they went back to everyday life. His claim to fame is that he was in a World War II film, Reach for the Sky, in the scene showing bombs being loaded onto a plane. Through this ancestor research project, I have learned so much about my family members, who are sadly no longer alive, who showed great bravery in the time of war, fighting for their country. I want to take this opportunity to say thank you to them.